WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to Spartan Discipline Daily. Ever feel like your mind's a runaway train, thoughts bouncing off the walls like pinball wizards? Yeah, me too sometimes. But trust me, there's a superpower we can all tap into. Mindfulness. And today we're diving deep into how this practice can be a literal lifesaver when it comes to overcoming trauma. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Mindfulness? Isn't that just about sitting in lotus position and chanting Om? Nope. It's way more than that. Mindfulness is about bringing your attention to the present moment without judgment. It's like hitting the pause button on that mental roller coaster and taking a deep breath. You're not trying to erase the past or ignore it. You're just choosing how you react to those memories in this very second. And trust me, when it comes to healing from trauma, that conscious choice can make all the difference. So, what are some practical ways we can use mindfulness to reclaim our power? First off, let's talk about grounding techniques. Ever feel like you're floating above your body, disconnected from reality? Grounding techniques bring you back down to earth. Try focusing on your senses, the feeling of your feet on the ground, the temperature of the air against your skin, the sounds around you. It's like anchoring yourself to the present moment and saying, "Hey, I'm here, and I'm safe." Next, mindful breathing. Seriously, folks, this is gold. Just a few minutes of focused breaths can calm your nervous system and bring clarity to your mind. Inhale slowly through your nose, hold for a few seconds, and exhale fully through your mouth. Repeat that several times and feel the tension melt away. Then there's body scan meditation. This is where you literally take your awareness on a journey through your body, noticing any sensations, warmth, tingling, tightness. It helps you connect with your physical self and release any stored stress or tension. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. Easier said than done, Logan. You're right, it takes practice. But think of it like learning a new language or playing an instrument. The more you use these techniques, the easier they become. And trust me, the rewards are worth it. Think about that time when you were really stressed, maybe before a big presentation or a tough exam. Ever notice how your thoughts raced, your heart pounded, and your mind felt like it was going to explode? Mindfulness helps you step back from that spiral, creating space between yourself and those overwhelming feelings. Here's the thing. Mindfulness isn't about ignoring your pain or pretending everything is okay. It's about acknowledging those difficult emotions, accepting them without judgment, and choosing how to respond. It's like this. Imagine a jar filled with rocks representing all those traumatic experiences. Mindfulness helps you learn to gently place smaller pebbles in that jar, the present moment, so those heavy rocks don't feel as overwhelming. You start to create space for peace even amidst the chaos. So how can you start incorporating mindfulness into your daily life? Start small. Even 5 minutes of focused breathing or a short body scan meditation can make a huge difference. Find a quiet spot where you won't be interrupted, close your eyes, and focus on your breath. Or try taking mindful walks, paying attention to the sights, sounds, and sensations around you. Remember, this isn't about achieving perfection. It's about showing up for yourself, day after day, with kindness and compassion. You don't have to be a Zen master to reap the benefits of mindfulness. Just start where you are and take it one step at a time. Hey, before I let you go, remember that you're not alone on this journey. There are resources available if you need support. Don't hesitate to reach out to a therapist or counselor who specializes in trauma recovery. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, please share it with someone who might benefit from it. Let's spread the power of mindfulness together. See you all tomorrow for another dose of Spartan Discipline Daily. Stay strong, stay focused, and keep crushing it.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.